CNN guest Jibril accuses Israel of ethnic cleansing in Gaza. By Pam Key on October 23, 2023. Palestinian journalist Ruhla Jibril said Monday on CNN's News Central that she believed Israel is attempted ethnic cleansing in Gaza. Jibril said, "They see children consuming water that is unfit for human consumption. They're seeing people basically being operated on without any anesthesia, but also they are seeing real starvation. And 20 trucks of humanitarian aid is nothing. What they need is 7,000 now, yesterday. I'm reading, even, stories where hospitals are becoming morgues, basically. Becoming graveyards. And all of this is happening while Israelis flag and tell the region we're going to wipe out Gaza." She continued, "So the region is very worried because if they are seen as complicit in what's happening. Israeli even scholars, Jewish Israeli scholars, go on television, denounce these policies, and say this is what Israel is doing as a textbook definition of genocide. These are Israeli scholars. So when you hear the region, they don't want to see being complicit to the destruction of the Palestinian people." She added, "Egypt is 100 million people. It's the poorest country in the Middle East. They didn't trigger this. They've been asking the administration, we are willing to take some. But with one condition, that they would be allowed to return. And Israel is now refusing. What Israel is suggesting to those countries, but also to the Palestinians, we would basically expel you. Millions probably, and this is a definition of ethnic cleansing. If you are allowing refugees to exit, but never to enter the land they belong to, you are basically creating a massive refugee crisis. So a country that is already paying the prices of other refugee crises." Jibril concluded, "So the only alternative that they are trying to ask the administration, pressure Israel to create basically a place where if you really care about human life and the sanctity of human life and international law as well, Israel is the ultimate power that can determine what to do with refugees." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.